Today, all I've wanted to do is just emotionally eat all day long, but I haven't had the resources. Well, the resources I've had have been weird, so I just had to go with that, like pork chop.
Like Ludafisk.
Yeah, Ludafisk. Nate said he changed my name in his phone. Oh, God.
Blech. Okay.
He said it's a phrase. I was trying to pinpoint what it is I like about you today. I just couldn't come up with the right words. He sent me a screen cap, and it has my name up at the top, but it says, je ne sais quoi.
Just say bleh.
Je ne sais bleh.
I would say, like, I almost said, do you say lame?
What would you do? You were
me. I mean, it depends on how cutthroat you want to be.
Can I make it be about French? This isn't personal, it's just about French. I said, I think there's an apostrophe missing. He said, I'm changing it back to smartass.
Great.
Now can I say I love you?
No.
I'm Amanda Socks, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
This just in, I got to go to a family funeral today with the world's most giant hickey on one side of my neck or the other. This one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Right. We're talking about hickeys now.
Are you a guest on Ricky Lake? Like, what was that accent?
I know, it's been so long since I've seen that show.
And so last time I was here, I was trying to figure out what time to tell him to come.
Right,
dusk, exactly.
Right.
So he showed up at 6:45. Nope, that's a lie. He showed up at 6:39. He said he was going to show up at 6:45.
Oh, dear.
Which to me is ruder. Like, you might, it's better to be 30 minutes late than it is to be 5 minutes early.
Obviously.
I had texted him and said, Donnelly's not here. I'll put the dogs in the back. Just come on in. Well, then I was like about to text him because that scenario changed, but he was early. And so all of a sudden I just hear the sound of the door opening and Annie going insane. So she goes try and bite him.
Mm-hmm.
He freaks out and goes back out the door.
Mm-hmm.
My reaction to this is, what are you doing? And I'm showing him the time on my phone, like, I have 6 minutes still. Rude. Like, none of this would have happened if he had stuck to the timeline that he had said.
Yes.
Which, he has an Android device. And so it could be that his is, like, a little different than iPhone time.
No.
It's not. So he was just early.
Yeah.
Fucking early, like an asshole.
Yeah.
So then he reserves zero right to be pissed off about being bit by the dog and stuff. I reminded him that this was his fault.
Yes.
And so he was going to plan the date. He had been dropping some hints about things. He said, you know, this is going to be like my sort of ideal Friday night. That's what he said he was planning. So, I mean, that's really setting it up. I'm going to determine a lot about you based upon whatever said activity is.
Sure.
Exactly. Like, if he took me to, like, the worst bar, like, if he was like, let's get alcohol, slushies, and just be around a bunch of douchebags. Like,
now, are we excluding Froze?
Froze is fine, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, that would have said a totally different thing about
sure.
him if he was like, let's go get Froze.
You
that's my ideal Friday night. Yeah. So, yeah, picks me up. First thing he does, place he takes me to is the bookstore. This is like the most Leah place that you could possibly go, and an ideal date place for me because you don't have to stand around each other and you don't have to talk to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some books. I snuck got him a book on shamanic astrology.
Yes.
And then his second, which we have to delete this because he specifically asked me not to tell this.
Go on.
We went to Michael's.
craft store.
Craft store. And Nancy had given me, did I send you a picture of this?
No.
Oh man, that's so good. It's just like one of these times, you know, stuff happens in my life and I'm like, this is just a gift from the baby Jesus. Just giving me things to laugh and make me smile. Nancy brought me this book.
No.
It is the worst thing ever.
Passion and purity. Learning to bring your love life under Christ's control. I'm sorry.
Control.
Can I describe the picture on the front?
Yes.
So, guy standing against a blank wall, wearing a vest and a button-down shirt, but, you know, the collar's a little open. Sleeves are rolled up. He's super cash. To his left, there is a tandem bicycle, red. So that is obviously representing the passion and purity. So she's on the back seat because that's where women belong. But she's looking behind her to him. He's like, I'll get on the bike when I'm good and ready. Yeah, she's touching the front seat. Like, this is where your butt's gonna go. Like,
how
vagina.
How is she balanced on that bike? It's
weird. She's like side saddle with her legs crossed.
Which is probably how she's supposed to ride the bike in this dynamic.
That's also the way she's supposed to have sex on her wedding night.
Side saddle with her legs crossed?
Oh my God, I mean, don't get me started. Don't even get me started.
Oh, but chapter 28, how much can a kiss tell you, question mark?
Oh God.
How in the world can you tell if you want to marry somebody if you've never kissed them? I've heard students say. And I reply, but how in the world can you tell you want to marry somebody just because you kissed them? Intimacy is not necessary. Then it talks about Abraham. When Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac, there was no question of any tryouts by means of intimacy. The servant, he went to the spring outside the city where the women would come. He prayed silently, watching all the time. He had specifically asked God to give him a sign. The girl whom he asked for a drink would not only give him one, but would also water his camels. Okay, so first of all, Abraham's servant would have to be on some sort of online registry, I feel like, now, if he continued to act that way. Second of all, I'm not going to water his camels.
He can water his own camels.
Water his own camels.
A man wrote this
book. No,
no. Okay.
Elizabeth Elliot. One evening last winter, my husband and I invited a... One evening last winter, my husband and I invited a group of single men from a theological seminary to sit around our fireplace and talk about what single men expect of single Christian women. The white male opinion of single Christian women.
What do you want from us? We'll do anything.
We hear a great deal from women on this subject.
Do we?
And on what they expect of men. But we had not heard much from the men. Do you want women to do the asking? Was one of my questions. It's a shock. This is going to be my man voice. It's a shock, somebody said. A turnoff, somebody else said. If a woman is smart, she knows the best place for her to be, according to scripture, is submission. A man is supposed to serve because he is the head, one man said. Then suppose she comes to you in the hall one day, I suggested, and said, I think you're the handsomest stud on the hill.
Oh my God.
I've been dreaming about you every night for 3 weeks. The Lord has told me we should establish a caring and sharing relationship. She's honest, maybe. Is that what you're asking for? Oh, heck no, I didn't mean that. Well, what then? Long silence, head scratching. Then the answers began to come. Femininity. Did I say that word right? Femininity. That sounds funny. Femininity.
That's good. Sounds great.
Femininity.
You're onto something.
I read it to him at the date, which I know was not Nancy's intention at all, but I took it to the date. I took the book to the date so we could have a discussion about it. I'm getting the book on purity. Like, This guy will never, ever have sex with me. And you know why? I wear so many clothes all the time.
Victorian.
I know. I am a Victorian man. I wear so many clothes all the time. One of those American Ninja Warrior obstacle courses is easier to get through than, like, my layers of clothing.
That's true.
Last night on the day.
She wears a union suit at all times underneath her clothing.
The reason I have a hickey is because he had nowhere else to go. He was very localized to the one region because I had on a long maxi dress and it was a high collar one tied up around the neck. Cardigan, tasteful cardigan. Mm-hmm. Don't leave home without one.
Mm-hmm. What was that? A warning? And was that advice to me? Or you were saying that you don't leave home?
And some under-eye concealer, because I have dark bags that are so huge that you would have to pay a fee to check them on Delta. Also, like a pinch.
On your...
Yeah, pinch on my cheeks and on my nose. So this looks like I've had one whiskey. You always want to look like you've had one whiskey.
My makeup bag just has mini bottles of whiskey in it.
A Spanx. Like a considerable, like a 3/4 Spanx, not like a full body Spanx. And so, you know, there's obviously like, I don't want him to know that there's a Spanx underneath. What do you do when you're like, I need the Spanx to look hot, but I'm looking hot, so things are heating up, but I've got this Spanx on that I don't know what to do about?
Scissors?
Scissors and... Like, I give him scissors, like it's a ceremonial ribbon cutting. Like, what are you talking? I'm talking about, like, in the moment.
In the moment.
You've got a Spanx on.
That's when people say, like, hold on, I'm going to go get a little more comfortable.
What if I get up and go, like, he's going to feel awkward about it. Right?
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, mystery.
Surprise.
Men love mystery.
Men love mystery. But, yeah, we made out for, like, almost 2 hours? Is that long? For making out?
To just be making out?
Well, I mean, we couldn't go any further because I had on the Spanx. So what was I supposed to do? I had on a Spanx, and my issue is that I have a bladder that's the size of a Clydesdale. Like, I didn't have to take a break to go pee or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know how you did
that. There was, like, one break where we were just kind of lying there, and, like, I kind of had this rush of endorphins. I guess it was endorphins, but I just started talking about America, and I wouldn't shut up about America. I was telling me about all my trip around America, all the terrain that I love so much, the mighty Pacific Northwest, and what I thought about the pioneers, and that this country was built on, and, I mean... And then it just occurred to me, I was like, we just stopped making out and I started talking about America.
Is that why you stopped making out?
No, we didn't stop making out so I could talk about America.
No, like, he stopped making out with you because you started talking about America.
I didn't start a conversation about America while he was making out with me.
I wouldn't put it past you.
It was starting to get heated, but it was like... This is starting to get heated, but this can't go anywhere.
You know what else is hot?
What?
Sedona. Easy segue. It's a little muggy out here.
I mean, I could tell, like, he wanted to try and do some of the moves. Like, he wanted to try and,
what,
like...
What does that mean?
Like, you want to try and pick me up, you know, like,
okay,
that kind of thing. But I was wearing a maxi dress, so it's not like, it was difficult. It was the clothing options.
Cordelia has moves, not in that way. She says, like, like, if she's going to dance, she's like, Mom, you want to see my moves? I'm like, hell yes, I want to see your moves. Or sometimes she's, like, sticking her hand up her butt crack, trying to pull out a wedgie. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, what's going on there? What you doing? She's like, nothing. I just doing my butt moves. And then she, like, pretends like she was dancing.
Butt moves is something that your 3-year-old does. Doing my butt moves.
She pretends it's like a dance. She's just like covering the fact that she's scratching her ass.
God, I need to take lessons on Cordelia from being cool.
Just dancing.
Just dancing. Cordelia could be a gypsy. I could see that one day.
We've got a tambourine.
Cordelia's going to do one of those 8th grade tests that's like, what are you going to be when you grow up?
It's going to say gypsy.
It's going to say gypsy or illusionist.
And then, like, HR.
Real gypsies broke into the church at Westminster one time, but they didn't have tambourines.
Gypsies.
Real live gypsies.
I know. You gotta watch out for gypsies.
That's a thing. I didn't know that that's real.
Yeah. I remember growing up, people would be like, watch out, the gypsies are coming.
It's so funny. I'm like, how can gypsies exist and the internet at the same time? Where did she pick up butt moves?
She made that
she
up.
She just made like, that phrase.
Yeah, she
I wonder
put it
if
together.
I Google butt moves.
What? No, don't do it.
I asked him about the money shot. He had the same exact reaction that you did. He wouldn't tell me.
It's he spread said, eagle.
Don't.
His vagina.
Oh, see, I... but
Or
I,
maybe it has something to
no,
do with sperm.
It's sperm related. Because he was like, whatever you do, just don't... He did. He wouldn't tell me, which I actually think now that I know what it is, it's gentlemanly that he, like, doubled down and, like, wouldn't tell
me. Nice.
Instead of being, like, gross about it.
Yeah. This episode's
purity,
graphic.
Purity.
Purity.
Ooh. We need to get more purity in there.
All we're talking about now are money shots.
So...
butt moves.
And butt moves.
a lot of good you did us, Elizabeth Elliot.
The way that I ended the makeout session.
High five.
No.
Handshake.
I said, go away from me now.
Oof.
I didn't even walk him out the front door. I just pointed to the fence and said, go that. You want to go out that way? Okay, go away from me now.
Explain yourself.
I don't know. It was just like I wanted to make a clean exit. Like I didn't want it to be any more drawn out than it had been.
Wow.
And so, but it just came out as, go away from me now. A couple nights ago, I didn't have any bubble bath, but I was like, and I didn't have any Epsom salt. I was like, I don't want to just lie in a tub of water. You know? Like... there's got to be something that you feel like is rejuvenating or calming or something. So I just dumped a whole big bunch of loose leaf tea in the bath. It was wonderful.
What kind?
It was like a kind of like a Earl Grey lavender loose leaf tea.
Earl Grey?
Well,
did you get caffeinated?
It was a lavender something.
Question. How did you strain the leaves out of going down the drain?
I didn't.
You terrible person. Oh, no.
And I have also had tea coming out of my, like, all over my person. Like, I towel dried myself so much, but I'm still finding loose leaf tea.
You're very tan.
Yeah, I could have done beef bouillon cubes. I didn't even think of that. People do...
Gross.
But
salt?
Or I guess table salt. I did try to do that once when I was out of Epsom salt and I was like really, really hurting. I was in pain. I don't have Epsom salt. What do I have? I have table salt. I dumped a whole bunch of table salt in the bathtub.
How'd that go?
Didn't help. And we were just Epsom salt. Anyways, how did we get on the topic? Me and Bats. We were on the date. He's making me laugh. Like this is good. Like this is good, and he's attractive, and he's funny, and I'm gonna have the house empty to myself for like 10 days coming up in a few weeks.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get laid.
Right.
Oh god, he's a huge guy. He's like 6'4".
Yeah, you might die.
I might die! He's got this southern accent that is so funny. Because he'll just say, he'll be like, woman, what the hell are you talking about? And it's just, like, the biggest foil, like, to me.
He's so smart.
Yeah, he was like, remind me to tell you about Wittgenstein. I can't even say it. Victor Wittgenstein. Or whatever. Ludwig Wittgenstein. I can't say the name. He was like, you don't understand. All these dates are exactly the same. Like, the girls are all just like a Michelob Ultra commercial. You know, they all want to talk about the same things. You know, what do you do? And to have a different conversation. That's why, even though you ghosted me like 6 times, I was like, I have to hold out, because if I could just get this girl to give me a date. He didn't say give me a date, yeah. But like, yeah. It's even more country in my head than is actually right
have
now.
Have you done an impression of him to his face?
No. I don't think so.
Well, now he's going to demand that.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm not going to do it because of mystery. Je ne sais quoi is literally, somehow, I'm still a mystery to him.
Yeah. I chose him for you, too, didn't
I? You did. You said, lock that down.
I did.
That's exactly what was your reaction was, lock him down now.
Now, if this goes awry, I'm cutting out of town.
So it's weird because this could end up in a relationship. Mm-hmm. That's terrifying.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
He was like, it gets a little complicated because she's poly. And
what does that mean? Oh, yeah. Polyamorous.
And I'm like,
I thought P-O-L-L-Y, and I was thinking
too.
Religion. And I was like, that's something I
thought,
never heard
parrot,
of.
Parrot. Like a parrot.
Do you like to follow funny things on Twitter? So do we, if we knew how to use it. You should follow us, because when we figure it out, it's gonna be hilarious. So follow us on Twitter at Nervous Record.
Sad. My